Spotlight.
This is Akashwani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on 118th episode of Mann Ki Baat. The participants are Shekhar Iyer, political analyst, and Gaura Dhawanlal, anchor.
Hello and welcome to our program. We are delighted to have with us today Mr. Shekhar Iyer, who is a political analyst. And today, along with Mr. Iyer, we shall be having a conversation on Prime Minister Narendra Modi's 118th Mann Ki Baat program, a special program, the first in the year 2025. And Mr. Iyer, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So I know that the Prime Minister has touched on many, many subjects, but just, you know, just because it's 2025 and Mann Ki Baat is not a new program, but it's a new year and the Prime Minister has touched on many new issues. But before we go to the new issues, just, you know, we'd like to get a sense of why is this program still so relevant and important?
Well, it is not only relevant, it's also getting more and more popular. And the Prime Minister is bringing new formats to an established program where, you know, today, for instance, the Prime Minister played to the people what Baba Saheb Ambedkar, Babu Rajendra Prasad, and what Shyama Prasad Mukherjee, you know, what they had said or spoken in the Constituent Assembly about the great Indian dream. Prime Minister recalled all that. And apart from that, he also has touched upon several things, several aspects
right.
that, you know, which is a reminder to us when we hear that there is a great positive story about India's growth, about India's people, and about how common people in small towns and cities, how they are working hard to achieve success.
Right. In fact, it's very interesting, you know, today when we heard the different voices of our leaders who have actually played such a critical role in bringing India to where it is today in terms of development, growth, visionaries, all of them. And 26th of January, well, coming up soon, that's when we adopted the Indian Constitution, the Constitution of India. And this year, 75th year of that adoption, we will be celebrating. We'd like to understand from you that it is important, and I know 75 years is a landmark, but what are some things that we as a country have actually, you know, lived up to in terms of the vision of these visionaries?
At the beginning, when we got independence, 1947, there were several doomsday prophets who said that India cannot manage. It cannot manage its contradictions. It cannot manage its a vast population who are below the poverty line, that this country can never overcome its internal division, so-called differences, different regions. But all those prophets of doom have been proved wrong today. Today, India is a vibrant democracy. It's marching ahead. And today, it stands out as a country where its economy, its people, its culture are alive and kicking. And every day you are seeing new achievements in different sectors. And when the entire globe is threatened by economic slowdown, here is that one bright spot, India, where people, you know, are chugging along. They are carrying on with hope and confidence. This was the dream that our constitutional fathers had envisaged, be it Dr. Ambedkar, be it Babu Rajendra Prasad or Shyama Prasad Mukherjee. That's why today Prime Minister, you know, when he played what Dr. Ambedkar had said, because Ambedkar mentioned that there is no doubt about our ultimate future, but our difficulties, how to manage this heterogeneous mass that we have today, that is in 1947, and then move forward in a common march and in a cooperative way. And that is what exactly has happened today. Today, despite, you know, there will be one or two things that will always make us feel, oh, this could have not been there, we could have done more. But overall, the picture is one of confidence. Similarly, Babu Rajendra Prasad said, look, the greatest strength for us is that we are by nature a peace-loving nation. And we have never tried to subjugate others. We have never tried to put anybody in shackles. And our strength is non-violence. Our strength is our faith. Our strength is our culture. And this has enabled us to take a lot of blows of time. And today, we are able to offer great service to the world. And that's what India has done. Be it the challenges of COVID, be it challenges of digital transactions. Today, India is a shining example of digital transactions. Similarly, Shyama Prasad Mukherjee also said that this country, you know, irrespective of race, caste, creed, or community, everybody should get an opportunity. And we can say with reasonable confidence, without contradiction, that a large sections of our population have got opportunity to move ahead. And this has happened. Yes. There are still some sections that need more help, hand-holding. That is going on. But still, lot more has come out of poverty. Every year, the statistics that come before us give us that confidence that in the years to come, India will indeed be a country that will have overcome several challenges.
When we talk of moving ahead, Mr. Modi has also commended the nation's recent achievements in the space sector. You earlier spoke of skeptics, naysayers and India doubters. Well, this is definitely one area where we've not only surprised the world, I would say surprised many Indians too, because the strides that we've made in this sector and the cost at which we're making these strides, well, not only will we show our growth and development, but also maybe provide a service in this sector to many other countries.
Yes, indeed, the space sector, the achievements of the space sector is being much talked about across the globe. We have got an Indian space startup in Bangalore, which is called Pixel. And this has successfully launched India's first private satellite constellation called the Firefly. And this constellation is considered to be a high-resolution, hyperspectral satellite constellation. This has made India a leader in modern space technology, because the government of India always wanted commercial use of our space technology and involvement of private sector. And that is exactly what is happening, and which is also a big step towards, you know, self-reliant India or Atmanirbhar Bharat. So Pixel, ISRO and InSpace, these are the undertakings which are doing fantastic job. Similarly, our scientists have undertaken space docking of satellites. At least when two space aircrafts can get connected, it's called a space docking, and we have done that. And this is important. This kind of technology is important because when we finally establish the space station, we are working on Gaganyaan, when we are going to send our astronaut to space. So we'll have space station, then this kind of vehicles that can carry supplies to the space station and come back. And also a new area that the Prime Minister today mentioned was how our scientists are making efforts to grow plants in space and make them survive. And this time they have achieved success with cowpea, or which is called Nobia, and that is a very big thing that has happened. And the Prime Minister mentioned that how our ability to grow plants in space. And this is a very inspiring experiment, and who knows, in the future, we may be able to grow vegetables in space.
Absolutely.
Because space is one area where the imagination is actually space high.
In fact, what you're saying, Mr. Iyer, is also pointing towards the fact that not only are we trying to catch up with the world, we are cutting edge. We're actually creating new benchmarks. And when we talk of building infrastructure, when we talk of building, you know, our own resource bank, our own industries, and I think 9 years of Startup India, well, a wonderful initiative, very successful in certain sectors. We'd like your views on, you know, the Prime Minister who said that the country's startup culture is not limited to big cities, and more than half the startups are from Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities. And earlier, you had also mentioned about equity, about equality of opportunity, which Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee had also mentioned, you know, in that little cut we heard towards the beginning of the Prime Minister's address. So equity, equality and Startup India, the connection here, your views, Mr. Iyer.
Indeed, you know, as the Prime Minister pointed out, today you are hearing cities like Ambala, Hisar, Kangra, Chengalpattu, Bilaspur, Gwalior and Vashi. These are the names of towns you think probably they have, I mean, cities built around railway stations.
Right.
No, today
right. They
are big startup centers. And even in a state like Nagaland, the registration of startup has gone up by 200%. And in other places wherever new startups have come, at least 50% of them are being led by our women, bright women, and who are willing to take risks, and they are achieving success. And they are also going into new areas like waste management, non-renewable source of energy, biotechnology, and logistics, which, you know, Prime Minister even recalled, you know, recently had an interaction with our young Indians recently. And he said he was very thrilled to see how our young people are so full of confidence, are willing to take risks, and they are willing to back up one another, come with new ideas, and filled with so much of positive energy.
Right.
I mean, this kind of spirit that we are seeing among young people is the reason why everybody feels that we are moving ahead. And in years to come, we are indeed going to see that our young people, whether they are young boys or girls or young men or women, all of them are no longer looking at themselves just finding a job. They want to do something, make a contribution, and they want to show that it is commercially possible to achieve success.
Absolutely. In fact, you're so right, Mr. Iyer, because, you know, the Prime Minister, whenever he speaks during his addresses, particularly in Mann Ki Baat, he'll talk about the future, he'll talk about our progress, our strengths, and our prospects, but he never fails to mention our anchoring in the past, whether it is culture, whether it is our past luminaries. This time it was about the ongoing Mahakumbh at Prayagraj or the first anniversary of the Pran Pratishtha Parv of Ram Lalla, and urging young people to read as much as possible about Netaji and derive inspiration. And this connection of how he seamlessly links the future with the past and with culture is definitely commendable.
Absolutely. And what we have received in terms of our cultural heritage, in terms of spiritual heritage, these are our source of strength. And particularly Mahakumbh, which is now right now taking place in Prayagraj, is a case in point where people from across several paths, several panths, you know, you have sadhus and their sons and religious leaders have gathered at this place at the Prayagraj, and fantastic arrangements have been made by the state government in coordination with the center in terms of use of technology to ensure that everybody comes to the Kumbh has a fantastic experience, because Kumbh is all about a spiritual experience. Traditionally, the Kumbhs have been connected with Snan, that is a holy dip. Then it is considered with Dhan, that is charity. Then acquiring Gyan, you know, acquiring the spiritual wisdom from our seers and sons. And that's what exactly is happening today in Prayagraj. There are several discussions going on, debates going on different aspects of our spiritual tradition. And indeed, it's a very beautiful thing that's happening. And this is something to do with this time of the year. This is Sun in Makara Rasi, which has its own celestial significance. And our ancient rishis and munis, they knew that this was the time of the year where everybody should spend time in, you know, in introspection, in understanding deeper things of life, deeper aspects of life. And the Kumbh is all about this. And most important part, as the Prime Minister also noted, is that in Kumbh, there is no caste, no creed, no religion. Whoever is willing to experience it in the chillness of the morning, to take a dip in the confluence of, you know, Ganga and Yamuna and the mystical Saraswati. You know, it's a beautiful experience.
Right.
And this experience also tells us that this country is not a country limited by geographical size. This country is carries forward millions of years of a tradition that looks at human being not just as this particular life cycle, but in terms of life before and after, and how life is a continuum,
absolutely,
the continuous process.
Absolutely.
These are very deeper things which anybody who has visited Sangam will appreciate.
And I think on this deep note, on this benevolent note, we'd like to say thank you to you, Mr. Shekhar Iyer, for coming on to our program and speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on 118th episode of Mann Ki Baat. The participants were Shekhar Iyer, political analyst, and Gaurav Dhawanlal, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.